Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
You know, for the past several days, I've used 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. There's so much packed in those four verses, but he's calling us to brotherly kindness, to sisterly kindness, to be involved in the lives of people around us. And Paul, he picks up on that same theme in his letter to the Philippians. Listen to these words in Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge, in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ Jesus, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. We're on this journey. One of the verses that I love to claim for people is Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. The good work that God has begun in you, he's going to carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And then Paul goes on to say, this is my prayer, that your love, this love that you have received, you're a recipient of the love of God. He gave it to you free of charge. It's paid for. He paid the price, and you have it if you know Christ in a personal way. But he gave it to you so that you might give it away. And the paradox there is, the more you give it away, the more you get. I mean, you can't get rid of his love. If you'll give it away, the way to lose it is try to keep it. I know that's a paradox, but it's true. And you got to take that one by faith. So what you've received, choose to give away, and your day will be a lot better. And God will use you to advance his kingdom. Look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.